Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My job was literally to take four female rats and place them into a cage with a male rat. The job then entailed filming the event and then going back, editing, scoring the tape so that the professors didn't have to run through a bunch of foreplay. They could just get to...
Sure.
Yeah.
Apologize. But money shot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sugar and carb lover's paradise.
That's what we do,
can't
baby.
Do it. But I was sitting there, you know, the orange Hostess cupcakes.
Yes.
I would have put all over those.
That was so
big
good.
Glass of milk. But I couldn't, I you know.
And I just rewound it and I said, oh, the Holiday Inn got imploded. There's Starbucks. I'm just going to get a coffee now and start my day.
That would have been so you. You would have been up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I would have gone
over there.
No, I would have live streamed. It would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been good.
You would have another lost opportunity.
Selling t-shirts.
Yes. 2020.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're hoping to have a real show today. Looking forward to that. Had some technical issues on Friday. And what was bumming me about that all weekend, and actually into today, is the fact that the talking head that we had scheduled for Friday's show was somebody who's really part of this whole thing saving the world.
Swinging dick.
We have somebody that's part of a company that's saving the world. I'm excited about this. Let's bring in Dr. Joseph Del Porto. He is a PhD. He has been listening to us for over 30 years.
Woo. Yes.
He is the Vice President of External Science and Innovation for Pfizer. You know that you're not a bright person when you don't even know what that means. We'll ask him. He's been married for 12, well, external science and innovation. I mean, I don't know. He's been married for 28 years to his box wife, Natalia, who introduced him to the show. Oh, his wife introduced him to the show when they were in college together. He graduated from Johns Hopkins in 1989 and then got his PhD in microbiology and immunology from the University of Maryland. He literally spent years in the basement of the science building.
Yes.
And he credits the show with keeping his sanity, perspective, and sense of humor through it all. When they left the D.C. area, they would have relatives tape and mail cassettes of the show to them so they could continue to listen. And they live in Los Gatos, the cats, California, with their dingo Rooney. I already got 40 questions to ask this guy. Is it really a dingo? They have two kids. Dominic is attending UC Davis, and Gianna is a high school senior. His passion is to dispel misinformation and provide clarity. Man, Woo! Do we need that in our world today. And he'd love to tell us about the vaccine, other treatments in development, the science behind COVID. Oh, well, we're going to get to it. The pandemic has allowed him to improve his golf game. Now a 14. Way to go. Way to go, little bet. That's okay. 14. I'll take you in a scramble any day of the week. His favorite part of TMOS, you'll like the show if you're a golfer today. After we talk to you, we're going to talk about my almost. And be sure to ask him about rat porn.
Oh.
Please welcome Dr. Joe Del Porto to the show right now.
Joe.
Doctor, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. And yourselves?
Doing great. It's so exciting to this segment that's grown into something that I really, really love, the talking heads. But to have something that is so timely, so important to the world, and you being a part of that company, I'll ask you right away, what the title Vice President of External Science and Innovation. Let me tell you what a disc jockey hears when he hears that title. External Science Man. What, they let you hang out in the backyard? What's going on there? External, you know, don't let
much.
Joe in the room. What is that title? What are you responsible for, my friend?
So my group specifically actually works, we're external facing. So we work with academics around the world to actually identify opportunities for drug development. So, you know, it's all the tax monies, whether it's yours or mine, go into some of these labs across the world and fund some amazing research. And it's really kind of sometimes unfortunate that they don't have the infrastructure to develop those into actual drugs. So we try to partner with them early and often, look for the things that actually could be meaningful for human health.
Well, that gets my first question then, and that's the way I wanted to do this. I wanted to hear you, and then I wanted to develop my questions after listening to you, which is kind of a scientific way of doing things. I would ask you this. Well, it is, Rob.
I know.
With the when you talk about world cooperation, how key was the development of this vaccine? How key was that to developing this vaccine, working with other scientists, companies, corporations around the world, right, for this particular vaccine? Pfizer's the big winner in this, but I'm curious about how much interaction you have.
I'd say that we're the winners. We're the first. My hope is that we're not the only or the last. And okay, there's other versions of the vaccine. I think Moderna's will come out this week to the FDA review. And my actual hope is that they do get approved, as well as some of the more traditional vaccines that will follow on, because those don't have some of the logistical issues that both our vaccine and the Moderna vaccine would have, and allow us to get it to people who might not have the cold chain infrastructure around both the United States or the world. But to your original question around the collaboration, we actually made a pact between all large pharmas that whoever did come forward first, if it was necessary, we would all support their manufacturing and or distribution with our networks for that vaccine. And I think that's coming true in other countries. U.S., Pfizer is a U.S. company, so we do have that infrastructure in place. But in other parts of the world, we're leaning on some of our what would have been competitors in another situation to help us distribute the vaccine, and we'll see if we can employ them to help us manufacture it as well.
I'm curious when this process began, was there optimism based on previous research at Pfizer? I'm hearing a lot now about there were certain things that were already in place.
Yeah.
That helped you guys along. So was there optimism going into this epic endeavor to develop a vaccine against COVID-19?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the company that Pfizer partnered with, the German company, BioNTech, which is beyond tech, kind of a play on words. Actually, we were already in an existing partnership with them to make a similar platform vaccine, being this RNA vaccine, for influenza, as well as oncology, for cancer vaccines. And it was really when the hindsight of the company in Germany, I'll give them all the credit, and you wanted names. So it actually, the CEO of the company and the lead scientist are a husband and wife pair who of Turkish descent, who immigrated to Germany, Uğur Şahin and Özlem Turaci. And if there is a Nobel Prize, those two better be on it. But they piloted this mRNA version, which is cuts probably in half, if not more so, the time to develop an actual product that can go in and be used as a vaccine. So they were working on this for the last 2 years, although not directed at COVID. And when they saw the data coming out of Wuhan and kind of just had the appreciation for that this was a novel virus, that this could have this sort of ultimate course, they started to develop this back in March of this year and retool their process specifically for the COVID vaccine.
Where were you? What were you doing? How did it go down when you heard we got it? 95% efficacy. I'm sure you've been involved and in the know early on, but when did you know that, and I don't want you to reveal any state secrets here, when did you know you guys had something here and the news was going to be very positive like this 95% efficacy?
Well, I don't want anybody to go with the calendar and date back as it relates to
I might have known
and when the election occurred, because I think there's some conspiracies there.
Oh, that's truly, right. Yeah, we don't want to get political. Right, right. We don't want to do that. But it had to be an amazing feeling to be part of this company, to know we got something and it's going to work. It has the potential to work.
But we were at the behest of objective observers from the FDA that were the data was unblinded to them, and it's really about their analysis and coming back to the company. And it was really Sunday night, the November Sunday night before the election, that we basically were told of the results.
You know, it's just such of all the stuff we've all been through, and you throw the politics away, I always get the impression that regardless of this political situation we were all dealing with, masks, not wearing masks. Meanwhile, in the trenches, there were the scientists that were tackling this problem. And when these scientists are pursuing these vaccines, when they're doing their work, they don't let it be clouded by any political viewpoint, right? They're just in there doing the work. They know what they have to do. I would assume that's the case. Is that relatively accurate?
science going into drug development, and I'm not good because I really don't want to dissuade the young people in your audience that might be thinking about this as a career, and science is kind of gotten a bit of a no pun intended shot in the arm in regard to a career path. But it's a lot of trial and error. It's probably more error and than success, right? So you have to be pretty committed. You have to understand that most of the things you do aren't going to work out, but that's a scientific process. So it's also one of the reasons why, it takes so long to make some of these transformative drugs.
That's world record quick. I mean, it was phenomenal that you do this. I think that I hope and I pray that this, will usher in a new enthusiasm for science and for kids getting into this field. And it's just so special. And I think I said it on a show before we even knew you were going to come on, that, we need to spotlight all the people when this is said and done that got us through this. And I'm very optimistic. Many Americans are optimistic as well. And I don't want to monopolize the questions because I know the guys, want to get involved in this as well. But it's I'm just proud of you guys.
I gotta correct myself. I know that Todd doesn't necessarily listen to the show, but others might who might have this. I meant to say the Sunday after the election, not
thank
before.
You okay, very good.
Thank you for that.
Very good. There you go. Yeah, we don't want to piss off Todd. That's what I think about each and every day on the show.
He's very vocal.
I always think about him.
So that's how we gauge the efficacy of this show, whether or not Todd is pleased. I have a question, Doctor. The journey, pretty much starting in March when everything shut down to when roughly the week of the election when the announcement was made, how was the mood at Pfizer overall? Did it go in waves? Was it overly optimistic? Were there setbacks that sort of made everyone say, oh, we got to redouble our efforts? What was it like? Because that's a pretty short journey to accomplish all that stuff.
Yeah. I think we were pretty confident. I think we knew that we we'd been working with this company and this technology for several years. We had pretty good evidence that the process, as abbreviated as it is compared to traditional vaccine development, was still efficacious in the context of things like influenza. And cross our fingers, we hope, and vaccines for certain oncology indications.
Wow.
So
another show right there. I hate to interrupt you, but I mean, if you're talking about cancer vaccines, my God, how incredible that is. Good time to be a scientist. Go ahead. I interrupted you. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. It was, so I think we were just, it was a matter of the numbers. And, we realized that we tried to get a broad cross-section of people into that phase 3 trial so that we could actually, distribute this to as broad a population in return as possible. Because you can't treat the population that you never tested, right?
Right.
So you think about, who was in that trial. And so, children under 16, we will not be available to get this vaccine. Pregnant mothers have to really have some consent by their physicians because we purposely didn't put those people in the trial for safety issues.
I'm allergic to MRI imaging solution. I've had problems with that before, but I don't have allergic reactions to other stuff. Here's my own me. Will I be able to take this vaccine and be okay? You think, Doc? I'm putting it all
on
you.
So. Not even my. I mean, this vaccine is fundamentally different.
He's very delicate.
Like a flower.
One of the things I really want to dispel is that
I'm delicate.
If there's anti-vaxxers out there that are basing their information or their angst or hesitation on the previous vaccines, this is nothing like that. This doesn't get developed in eggs as some vaccines do. It is as I said, it's a genetic material that will not incorporate into your DNA and create some sort of mutation.
That is key.
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. And it's safe. It's really safe.
I'm in, Doc. I'm in.
Even if you have paper thin skin and bruise easy. Like my-
So proud of you.
Well, I like to say.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll get these anecdotal accounts of people with this that have the serious hangover like symptoms or maybe a soreness at the injection site. But we like to say that if you didn't get any response to the vaccine, it means your immune system might not have been given that kick it needed. So
wow,
those are expected. Some of those sort of like the low grade fever, the headache. Those are just symptoms that you would get if you had the virus itself initially, and it's really telling you that your immune system is being activated.
I don't know, Joe. I've never had a hangover, so I mean the idea of getting hangover symptoms
one more time save our lives.
That's right,
one more time.
Liquid IV.
Thanks for getting the plug in there we're talking to Dr. Joe Del Porto. He is a 30-year listener of TMOS and also a vice president at Pfizer, and so proud. When all is said and done, do you guys have a target? I know there's a lot of talk now. When will everybody get immunized? When will the vaccines get out to people? I'm curious about what Pfizer. No, it's a stupid. It's a disc jockey question. I'm going to withdraw the question.
No, ask your disc jockey question.
No, I was going to ask him about when's the party. Hey, man. When will all the scientists at Pfizer rent the hotel, get the hookers, have them brought in,
and shoulder to shoulder?
Jesus. No, I mean there has to. I think that I'm a pure American.
They're scientists.
I always think about accomplishment and reward. And then you get into this business, and it's accomplishment and reward because it's showbiz. There's no other business where awards given for work that's average. But anyway, it's just I just think you got to be rolling down the hall at some point in the last year, Joe, and high fiving somebody when this is going down.
Well, right now they're air high fives, right?
Yeah,
over
air high fives.
They're not rubes.
Yeah. Virtual
over the video chat.
Yeah.
But our hope is that we get to that community immunity, which is what it's new PC
it's a bumper sticker
version of herd immunity, of course.
Yeah,
I like that.
Community immunity by about June or July. That's with the hope that we have other vaccines that are coming available that'll help with the actual coverage of the population. That's our coverage.
At this time, how many doses do you have in your freezer?
Your personal one.
Zero.
Oh, because I was thinking, I would be willing to swap, several fruitcakes.
Did you fly out to the cats?
I get that question a lot. We are not in the higher priority group.
Look behind the ice cream sandwiches. You might just have a few. Just checking.
Is your son, Dominic, is he planning to go into dad's line of work? Is he interested in science at all?
Lucky for him, no. he's in digital media, and in about a year, he might be looking to for things like this, podcasts, and other shows.
Yeah,
no, tell him to come on. One of the things we're looking forward to that's going to change with us getting interns back.
Yes.
My God, to have kids around.
Spend
we're still thinking about
DC.
Doing a virtual internship thing, but that requires technical savvy, which we demonstrated to you the other day, Doc. We really don't have on this show. Some of us don't. Yeah. Oscar got that in there like that. All right. Let me talk about now. Let's change the subject.
Please.
We've covered all the five. Is there anything we're missing? Is there anything you want to get out there that might be a misconception since it says here you're all about dispelling misinformation. So is there anything we're missing that you would like people to know about?
Misinformation or perhaps expectation. Again, I think if I can do anything to change the minds of one member of your audience that was otherwise not thinking of taking the vaccine regarding the safety, I hope I've convinced them that this is a safe vaccine. As fast as it was developed, it did go through a very, very rigorous, probably more rigorous than a normal vaccine would in regard to the scrutiny that was applied to it from the FDA and other health agencies across the world. Please, if this is the vaccine that's available and you have a chance and you're in that group, take it.
Yeah.
The other thing is probably that we're still not over. Right. We're still not out of the woods. Just because we have a vaccine in hand,
right,
it's still going to take time. And so I really want to encourage people to remain vigilant, wear your masks, social distance. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Don't let your guard down now. Right.
Yep.
And we're even encouraging people who get the vaccine, because the full data isn't out about whether you get the vaccine and you're prevented from getting infection, whether you still can't be a carrier.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So, in fact, we're all also asking the people who get the vaccine to abide by the same safeguards that everybody else is who might not have it. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's proud of all you guys and what you've done for all of us, the world for that matter, at Pfizer. Now to switch gears a little bit, Joe, what is this rat porn that you wanted to talk about on the show? Rat porn. I just had to dive right into that one.
Yeah, sure. Rat pimping or rat porn. I'll tell you a little bit of the story. You can tell me which one I fell into more heavily. And I don't know if it is a category. It might be.
Good.
I haven't seen that yet, Doc, but I'll look.
Oh, you got a busy night ahead of you, Oscar.
Yeah. Into the dark web.
But so this is the glamorous side of science. When I was an undergraduate, I would intern in various disciplines because I really didn't know exactly where I wanted to go in biology. And one of my interests was behavioral psychology. So as an intern and doing work study, two nights a week, I would go to the basement of the science building, and my job was literally to take four female rats who had been treated either by the food they ate or sometimes perfumed, and place them into a cage with a male rat. So the job then entailed filming the event, and then going back, editing, scoring the tape, so that the professors didn't have to run through a bunch of foreplay. They could just get to
sure.
Yeah.
Apologize. The money shot.
Yeah. Did you have a little projector and little film reels?
A little tiny projector for the rat porn. A little tiny camcorder. With that. That's great.
So It was all well and good. I was doing it in the dead of night, so nobody really knew. But the word did get out, and of course my fraternity brothers at the time decided it would be great to turn me into a Huggy Bear character for one of our parties, where I was required to wear the full getup with the plastic rats draped over my
wow.
Yeah. At least it wasn't rat fur coat.
True. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. True. This is kind of like what went down at Redskins Park.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Wow. You know, nice to know you guys let your hair down a little bit
yeah.
You know, and have fun over there.
Science.
You know what? I don't want to let you out of here without when you mentioned in your bio here that there were other treatments in development.
Yes.
Are you talking about related to this virus or just in general or treating people that might have contracted the virus? Pfizer involved in that as well?
So Pfizer does have antivirals, and the difference there, right, is it's not a vaccine. We're actually now treating people for the symptomologies and to prevent people who are already infected. This is the kind of, you know, remdesivirs of the world that would help stop the progression of the virus once it's within you, or mitigate some of the symptoms that we know are complicating. And it's not just Pfizer. I mean, again, we're in this as a scientific community, looking for the best sort of even cocktail of vaccine and these antivirals to come forward. So our vaccine is the first. It definitely, like I said, our fingers crossed, it won't be the last. There's some very promising ones coming from AstraZeneca and other companies, Johnson & Johnson as well, in a more traditional fashion. So I think the more we can get out there, the beauty of them is that they're all focused on this, the spike protein, as people have called it, you've heard of, right? And that means that, you know, it's not going to be like this vaccine will give you a different type of immunity than another one. They're all based on generating immunity against that spike protein, which is the way that the virus uses to infect your human cells. So they're all comparable in that matter.
Wow.
So,
and did you now we'll let you go in a second here, but I just wanted to wrap up by just asking you, you're a 30-year fan of the show. Did you enjoy, as you were working with Pfizer, as this vaccine was being developed, did you get a chance to listen to the show at all? Did it relax you? Did it take you away from
great question.
You know, the stress of
every day?
Of every day.
Yeah.
Wow. Every day. So it would not be a stretch for me, doctor.
Don't do it.
To say that that the TMOS was in some small way responsible for, you know, getting it done when it comes to this virus.
I think that's fair. And as much as the show has been involved in my career, right? So
there it is.
So would you say the show would go like below the Turkish couple, but above Pfizer?
Mm-hmm.
When they issue the Nobel certificate, we'd love to have one for the studio.
Maybe on par, maybe a footnote on par with Pfizer.
Footnote.
Parenthesis?
Oh, yeah. Take it.
And Joe, will your appearance on this show result in more scientists perhaps tuning in to the Mike O'Mara show?
Well, if it doesn't amount to a reprimand from one of my communication officers in the company.
forget, still corporate. Big corporate,
yes.
Absolutely. And is there anybody else you wanted to say hello
that's
to?
Our hope. That's my really hope. The hope, I think, like I said, I think this has been a great awakening for folks to understand how science can win when we're put to the test, right?
And the smartest
in fact,
people
I have a shirt that I'm going to send you, Mike. I'll get the address from Rob.
Yeah.
Exactly that. A nice. It's a one of a kind Pfizer Science Can Win shirt. So.
Oh, cool. There you are. There you are.
Send him an XL.
Yeah. No,
I'm
double
an XL. I'll send him. The one that would be.
We're out of that third X, which is very.
If you send him an XL, you're going to need some science.
Joe, anybody, Dr. Del Porto, anyone you want to say hello to or before we let you go? Anybody you want to say? We always give our talking head that opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely to my wife, Natalia, who, again, as Rob mentioned, surprised me with a trip to up to your Vegas show last year. And that was a great sort of like a dream come true for me. I would have probably, with my schedule, never done it for myself. So I thank her for that. And of course, my kids who are, and all the kids out there, all of our kids that are struggling with what they feel is a lost year for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of put it into perspective that, you know, we're 50-ish and, you know, in relative terms, it's not that great a loss, but I know that some of them, you know, taking away their senior year, it's really been stressful for them. And so I feel for all you guys, the end is coming. Just, you know, As I've said, stay positive, test negative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Amen. And, you know, for sure. our thanks from, I know I speak for everybody on the show and in our listening audience. You're a good guy. We are so proud to have you as a big supporter of the show. And what a fascinating discussion that is.
Wonderful.
Really great to have you on, Joe. Really.
Anytime, fantastic. Guys. Got my numbers.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah. Love to get you back when we get further on down the road. We'll do that. Absolutely. That's Dr. Joe Dalporto, the Pfizer advisor, ladies and gentlemen. That rocked, and we can get started with the show now. Rob Spiewak, what a great guest.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwede.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats at this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Season's Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls. Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
Oh.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball.
I like the way your balls smell.
My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete. I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret sweaty family recipe. No one can resist my sweaty balls.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Man, oh man, I don't want to compare Pfizer developing a vaccine that saves the world to one of the greatest comedy sketches in the history of Saturday Night Live, but I don't know, few and far between something that funny that comes along. We are live from the Podcast Village studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends. Glad to have you along. Great listeners like Dr. Joe Dalporto. That was so much fun. From Bradenton, Florida, Angels Camp, California, Grand Forks, North Dakota, South Hero, Vermont, Truro, Iowa. Truro.
Truro. Sounds
and
like a
Mercedes
dog.
Mercedes Uruguay. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Well, don't we in the States pronounce it, Oscar, Uruguay? But you should say Uruguay?
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Yes.
You go Uruguay and I'll go mine.
Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it, but with Fitbod, you can get a personalized fitness program that adapts to you as you go. Fitbod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. Mm-hmm. Fitbod factors in all your info to create the perfect total body workout program just for you. With each workout, the app learns your abilities and plans workouts designed to maximize your results. Personalized training can be tough on the budget, but Fitbod is only $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year. Plus, you can try 1 month of workouts absolutely free. Oscar loves it.
This is great, guys.
Rob, I thought you were going to do it. You forget that?
Yes, you did. I haven't had a chance yet, Mike. It's been crazy. The holiday season. I'm going to start it for January. New Year's resolution. Perfect for a New Year's resolution.
Can I give you some insight just briefly? It is impossible for some people, like myself, to not have somebody give you some instruction. Even though over the past 6 months I've bought dumbbells, I've bought kettlebells.
Yes.
this helps me decide, like, okay, this is the workout of the day. It really lays it out. It knows what I'm capable of. It helps me keep track of it. It's great.
Look at the guns. Look at him showing the guns today. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/TMOS. Try Fitbod free for a month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/TMOS. Sign up with your computer, then download the app. When I see fitbod.me, it's like, where is it, based in Maine? Just kidding. That's 1 month free when you sign up at fitbod.me/TMOS. And we thank you. Great having the good doctor on. Our apologies for our lack of a show on Friday. We were working out some snafus that we got fixed to get the doctor back on. I have to tell you, it was a full weekend of the sport that I love so bad.
Squash?
That was, squash. I played squash all weekend. It was spectacular. No, I played in a tournament, which was started all day Saturday, and well, lucky for me, it ended up being all day Sunday. It was single elimination match play, and
so if you had had a bad Saturday, you would have had Sunday off.
Yeah,
I would have had Sunday completely off, a free Sunday.
Wow!
I won my first match, I won my second match, I won my third match, and I won my fourth match.
What's the upside? Do you get free greens fees if you make it to the second day?
I think it's just the. I think it really is just the thrill of knowing you're a champion.
You're
and
good.
I came up short. In the final, I played in the final. It was me, about 30 plus guys involved in this tournament, and it came down to me and another guy.
What?
And,
top two?
Wow.
Top two. Yes, I was the runner-up in the tournament. Number two, it's still not the big
Phil,
W.
It works for Phil Mickelson.
Also, if Miss America can't fulfill her duties, you can step in.
If anything God happens forbid. To the champion, I will fulfill Phil God his forbid. Duties. He played beautifully, and he beat the stuffing out of me on the last match. Absolutely.
How bad?
Killed me. Closed me out on the 15th hole. We played the back nine. So it was a nine hole.
Wow.
They were nine hole matches, and he closed me out on the 15th, 10 through 15. So about five holes in.
How was the weather? I know you had a cold snap down there. Was it great?
Down here.
It's rotten.
Absolutely
up here.
Glorious. But we moved to Florida to experience. It was fantastic.
What happened? How'd you fall apart?
Yeah, what killed you?
It was the way it works. I don't want to get in the weeds with golf, but the way it works is
so
that
speak.
you have match play 100% handicap, so you can play like I did in the final, a 19 handicap. Mm-hmm. So he is has a much higher handicap, and I had to give him five strokes, and so it's an uphill climb for me anyway. I got to be absolutely perfect, and I was anything but. I had a terrible drive, but then I got close to the pin for a birdie putt, but at least a par, and he rolled in a birdie.
Wow.
And it was all downhill from then.
I read online that there's a suspicion that he lied about his handicap to get the five strokes.
No, you can't. We're all at the same club. We know how we do it. I mean,
he's playing the long game, Mike.
If he's really playing the long game, then bless his heart, he did it. But then that got in my head, and I kind of I kind of wilted under the pressure and hit some good shots, but that was it. And I was a little bit tapped after because when you play competitive golf, no matter what, mentally you get a little exhausted because you're grinding every single shot. And by the time you got to your extra nine holes, 27 holes of golf, you're kind of
when you're on
out.
That last,
well, he wasn't though. And he was an older guy than I was. He was. He did a great job.
When you're on that fifth round, that fifth nine hole round, are there kibitzers? Yes. Are people watching you, or is it just you?
Yeah, we
had
a few gallery people at the very end there. They gathered right on the hole where he closed me out to kind of watch the last four holes that didn't exist, because he asked me if I wanted to bag it or go on, and I said I've had enough golf. Let's call
bugs.
It a day.
Yeah,
and it was fun. It was fun, but I was. In a state of depression.
Oh no! You didn't want we'll get him next time type of attitude.
Yeah, I mean, you did awfully well.
Because I'm 61. We don't have a lot of next times.
Have you ever played this well in your life in this type of tournament?
Yeah, I played in a season long match play event that I won years ago.
Oh.
2014 of all things. That's how I went. No, I'm sorry, not 2014.
6 years ago.
No.
It was 1976.
No, when was it? 2004, when the Red Sox won the World Series.
Oh, wow.
That's how I remember. So that was a very, very long time ago. Mm. 16 years ago.
Oh, you haven't tasted
that kind of victory.
No.
That last victory is old enough to drive a car, Oscar.
So you're bummed. You get there. You get a fifth match.
Yeah.
You're playing in the final. Yeah. I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was pissed when I got home. 16
years since tasting the old V.
Yeah, was it the kind of a building pissed offness, like when you bagged it, and you were like, yeah, whatever.
No, it's instant.
Oh, it's instant? All right. Yeah.
No, you're mad. You're mad right away. You're mad at the fact that he birdied a hole when he has no business birdieing a hole.
Someone check this man for Boniva.
So I got home, and I put this on the show prep today. How do athletes' wives cope? I'm not an athlete, but I certainly was in a competition.
They do.
And I
Some of them hit their husband with a golf club, right?
This is what? Yeah, but he won a lot. You know, I mean, I'm coming home. I'm wondering how the quarterback that, you know, loses the heartbreaking game. It's got to be tough for the spouses, because I was
Jim Kelly.
You know,
would you like to speak to Carrie about it?
Have you ever really lost in anything?
Mike, can't lose if you don't play.
You don't put yourself in the game on any level, you're going to be fine as wine.
Exactly.
That's going to be
perfection.
Fine. I just couldn't, you know, it took a while.
I would have been so, this is how I know, I would have taken a drive or a long walk.
Yeah. To settle
like
down,
by
cool
myself,
it.
Or a car. Like I would probably have driven to a drive-through and eaten my.
You know, burgers. I've got this plantar peanut fasciitis, right?
Yeah, in my left foot. Correct.
The feeling in my left foot at the end, halfway through 27 holes ago. So it would be, 23 holes ago. I was that of a knitting needle, heated in a fire. Stuck into the base of my heel. And then so I come out, and that combined with the tail between my legs was
public
loss. I was just, and also to be honest, you know, no offense to the powers that be on our show, but Friday.
Yeah, that was a true bummer. Trust me.
That one lingered with me for a good chunk of the weekend. Yeah. And so the combination of everything was just meh. And, you know, and I just would like to say to my wife that, you know, I love you to death. And I'm proud of what you've accomplished with your new business. But as far as the chip that's given to people for consoling people, and it's not ingrained in her. She's a tremendous motivator.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. She's a tremendous motivator.
Effort made to console?
Did she give you a hug? You get them next time.
Not really. No, just like, oh, sorry, you know, but no, she just doesn't, she doesn't put it together other than this is, and
that
she
this
really
is all you have.
But she's right when you think about it.
Just
I'm not out there. I'm not out there in any kind of even high level amateur competition. I'm playing at a
yeah, but you've got the
guys,
eye of a champion, you know? of the tiger.
And you got so close. You got so close.
I hate myself. I hate myself. It's all I do besides my family and this show is get out there and try to get better. The guy has a 19 handicap. I don't know.
Shouldn't have hitting that birdie.
Yeah.
He get a birdie on the first hole.
He made a deal with the devil.
I get it. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, that's it. That's my little story. And thanks, Carla. Thanks for all the love last night. Really appreciate it. Yeah. She said, I'm going to bed. Pleasant to be around.
I've gotten that before, Mike.
Yeah,
I've gotten that. I've gotten that pleasant.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I've got it. I get it in multiples. Yeah. Multiples. And then we talked it out this morning. Sort of. We'll take a break.
Between runs on the Mega Touch, there was discussion.
Yeah. Had a little of that last night.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, and I recorded, but what's great is that I recorded the New York Giants game. Where Daniel Jones made his triumphant return and then got to see if the Redskins would actually take over first place, which they did. I'm sorry, not the Redskins, the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them for being number one now.
Yes.
But leading the NFC East. Pretty good little Sunday. we'll take a break and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. You
of my favorite. This is He Wants Candy. Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, if they're sour, Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds, black licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of honey.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion, was that a Hey Peach that was recorded at the end?
Yes.
Is that a Twitch promo?
That's a Twitch promo, yeah.
Twitch, one little thing, Twitch. When you end the promos, I don't need 40 minutes of music and then something at the end. I don't do that well. So just
cold
end
endings.
Them.
Cold yeah. endings.
And, end it up.
Kill it.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by...
Oh!
Truff.
The gift set.
Truff Luxury Hot Sauce. I am holding up right now the regular hot sauce, the hotter sauce.
Fantastic.
And the hot sauce white truffle infused.
Yes.
Your hot sauces and your hotter sauces are infused with black truffle. The hot sauce is white truffle, the one that's in white. This is the gift pack. You want to send it for a gift. I'll show you the other side of the box.
My go-to is to hit Wawa, get the chicken soup, and then put the truff in.
Oh, yeah.
I show you this packaging because they didn't skimp on packaging.
No,
I think sometimes needs to be spotlighted, especially if you've got a hot sauce enthusiast in your family.
Connoisseur.
Look at this. Look at that.
It's beautiful.
Doesn't that
it's
look wonderful. Like you're going to be opening up a luxury watch?
Mm-hmm. Or a cologne.
That is hot sauce, ladies and gentlemen. Cologne. The aroma of these white truffle-infused hot sauces is spectacular. That's Truff. I love Truff. You should love Truff. If you haven't tried it, try it, please. The flagship hot sauce or the Truff Hotter Sauce or the premium white truffle hot sauce. Perfect heat blended with the taste of the luxurious and fragrant white truffle. Hulot. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything, including the White Truff VIP box and the Truff Variety Pack, just in time for the holidays. Just shop at truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, the FF is in fine flavor. Fine.
Bye,
as Bing Crosby would say, I think it's just fine.
A lot of those hot sauces, really fine.
Fine.
That's truff.com. Use promo code TMOS. Thank you.
The thing about Truff, Mike, is not just heat. It's excellent flavor. They don't
really
skimp
good.
On either side. That's a really fine
so
product.
Hungry.
Love it.
The holidays are making me impatient for doing more things. And I posted this online yesterday, but I will tell you, for all of you folks that are posting pictures of not only the fruitcakes arriving, and for those nervous Nellies out there, Rob,
yes,
like Joel Rogers that are complaining publicly about not getting his fruitcake, what can you say to
those folks?
I say
they're on the way. All of them were in the mail service on Wednesday, so they're going to be arriving probably within the next 12 to 24
Santa's
hours.
Little elves. All right.
Yeah.
So sit tight if you haven't gotten yours
and if
yet.
There's
it
an
doesn't
issue,
matter.
Support at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, comment. Call me. We'll please. Take care of it. Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if you're New York or Colorado. That's not how it works.
Or
so
Alaska.
Don't worry. If you're closer to us, that's not the relevant thing at this particular time.
Poland.
So Oscar was telling me before the show about some sort of implosion
yes.
that occurred.
Oh, I thought the Reds were bombing us, Mike.
They took a building down? Is that what happened?
Mike, it's a building you know. You
really?
Can picture it. It's the Keybridge Holiday Inn in Roslyn, right in the middle of everything on Fort Myers Drive? Right
it
over,
is.
Right on the other
nice
side
pole.
Of Keybridge. And it was...
Not the Marriott.
Not the Marriott.
No,
not
the Marriott.
But this was one of those glorious Las Vegas-styled implosions, and I watched the video a dozen times where it looks like it folds in on itself. You know, it just is so
tight. Well, that's
so
an implosion.
Tight.
That's what they're supposed
it's
to
so
do.
It's so tight. I have audio of it right here, and I want you... Oh, no, that's not the right button.
What? 13 days.
11 days.
11 days. 11 days.
It's flying by.
It really is.
Only got 11 days more.
Hiya. Christmas is just around the corner. Only 11 more shopping days. You better hurry.
You better hurry. No, Mike, this really is the implosion right here.
At 8 a.m. Sunday morning.
And here's the thing.
Is that when they did it?
All the news about the implosion.
At 8 a.m. Sunday morning. That's hysterical.
All the news about the implosion came out after the implosion. So no one, I mean, I'm fairly plugged into what goes on. I didn't know it was happening, and I can only imagine for people in D.C., it was rather surprising.
Well, they would have had to notify the neighbors, I would think.
It sounded,
right?
There was a notification that went out. I didn't get it. I'm not plugged in. My neighbor got it.
Where would you get that? I mean, would they send a generic email? Would they send a text like an Amber Alert? How would they how did they notify people?
I didn't get the text. My neighbor said she saw it on Nextdoor.
Does anyone know who's going to do an implosion?
Implosion of a building across the bridge.
Who felt an explosion, duh?
My.
You felt it?
Oh, my God. I thought it was War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
I literally heard, because if you play it again,
yeah,
the first sequence is
the river.
It's boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, the internal guys before the big ones that take it out. Here it is one
and
more
you
time.
You feel it.
Then you think it might be over, but wait.
Yeah.
Were you sleeping?
I was on the couch. Don't ask why. So that's right.
Wait a minute.
We need that's a little Christmas.
Did you fall asleep watching television?
No. I was sleeping on, because that was my bed that night. So I was on the couch, and I'm right next, because our house is small. The front door is right there. So after the boom, boom, which startled me.
Right.
I opened the door in my boxer briefs and a t-shirt.
Nice.
To the city. Because I'm like, oh no, this is it, War of the Worlds. And then I hear the bah, 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 and I'm like, oh my, and I see smoke in the distance. Because it's bellowing over my view from my stoop.
The amount of dust was incredible because it wasn't a very clean hotel to begin with.
So I thought we were bombed or it was a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
I want to see a rocket launch. We missed that by one day when we went up to Cape Canaveral. And I want to see an implosion.
I would have loved
point.
To have been on the bridge. I literally could have walked down.
You could have walked and seen
in
it.
My slippers
were there
and a robe.
After the fact, did they have people that were in the know that were spectators of
oh,
this
all
thing?
All on
they
the have? Key bridge.
Mm-hmm. So it was they packed, knew. Rob. They did knew. Let people know. They
but, knew. I mean, someone as close as Oscar to it should have known. He should have been warned. I got
or
another.
He's drunk on the couch.
No, and me? Also
I wasn't hammered.
Another
there
Washington
was a disagreement.
Oh, it was the real to. Like sleep yeah, on the
yeah.
couch.
Yeah, no, I was like, here's my pillow. My
well,
blanket.
You know, Mike, another DC denizen we have, Tony, who has helped Oscar out in the past. Tony sent me an email. He didn't know about it either. He said when he heard it, he just grabbed his woman and said, "I love you. Goodbye."
It sounded that terrible. My entire house shook.
Yeah.
And
isn't it a DC thing? Look, why do I want to say, and I could be totally wrong, that when they pop those hotels down out in Vegas, they let people know because it's going to be a show.
Oh, it's a show.
They let it go. But in DC, it's
they
who you know.
Don't
they didn't
care.
Leave
and I turn on Fox 5, nothing. NBC
nothing,
4, nothing.
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 They suck. They always sucked
they
in
do.
That regard.
They do.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I was on. I was
the Washington
on
the football team's got a big one. To, boom, boom,
oh,
boom.
Oh, Mike, you want to know what? You want to know what's,
what that is? Tell the person to go to the airport before Thanksgiving. What? Huh?
Mike,
what are we doing?
You they're the all sameness. Excited because they've been able to name it. The blizzard that's coming on Wednesday, they're calling it, are you ready? Snowvid.
Snowvid. Oh, my
it's not going to matter. No one's on the road. Who cares?
I know, exactly.
So, Mike, just briefly, I throw on my jacket and my pants and I run down to...
My pants.
I run down... to the plume, right?
Right.
Because you can see it, like, it's a block away to see right across the river. And I'm like, oh, God. And everyone's, like, clapping still.
Right.
And, like, looking at their phones on the key bridge. And I'm like, oh, there's got to be something. And I realized, oh, some guy on Facebook had been live streaming it. And I just rewound it. And I said, oh, the Holiday Inn got imploded. There's Starbucks. I'm just going to get a coffee now and start my day.
That would have been so you. You would have been up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I would have gone
over there.
No, I would have live streamed. It would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been good.
You would have
another
been
lost good. Opportunity.
Selling t-shirts.
Yes. 2020. Well, this is how I
congratulations.
Feel.
Congratulations. That's spectacular. Wow. Yeah. Oh, man.
It wasn't
like
the
a
Reds.
Demolition, you know. And that's cool that became a thing, you know. That was great.
Something.
We will take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about another radio personality just for a second.
All right.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's that magical time of the year where people far and wide visit Aunt Wanda for her fabulous baked treats and scrumptious goodies.
We went over the border to Massachusetts and we stopped at Wanda Farmers and got our candy.
And there's no better way to say that you care than by giving your loved ones goodies from Aunt Wanda's kitchen.
Wanda Farmer fruitcakes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Wanda Farmer's pancake mix.
Look at these little wonderful cupcakes.
Have you tried these Wanda Farmer almonds? Oh, they're the best.
We have a wide variety of delicious morsels to choose from, all made with care and using only the best ingredients. Don't wait. Order now to ensure deliveries just in time for the holidays.
I want WandaFarmer.com.
Better yet, do all of your holiday shopping through Walmart and Target at the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's one less headache to deal with this season.
Oh, you know what? Okay, hold on. I got to talk about that. I'll talk about the other guy tomorrow.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Great Joy. You probably know what a subscription box is. In fact, you probably already have a favorite meal kit or pet box. But did you know there's one great place where you can shop for thousands of subscriptions, no matter what your interests? Say hello to CrateJoy, the world's first and only subscription box marketplace. You can browse thousands of unique boxes for anything you can imagine, and you choose the subscription length so you're not locked into anything. Escape room and mystery boxes, book club boxes, Blu-ray boxes, craft kits, beer and wine subscriptions, and crates to let your geek flag fly for any fandom. It's limitless. I love that a subscription box is the gift that keeps on giving. It shows how much you care long after the holidays. It takes you, it makes you a better gift giver. Yes, Rob Spiegel.
Remember what Linus said in A Charlie Brown Christmas. Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy.
Excellent.
But I looked at the, they have the most amazing.
You had to save that one for yourself.
I just thought of it. That's just thought of it.
Very good.
They have amazing Blu-ray subscriptions. I know a lot of people stream movies. I like having physical copies of movies. And think about a package where you get a couple Blu-rays every month that are catered to you that you can watch on your beautiful television. I love the notion of it. So cool.
There is still time to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list, or maybe to treat yourself. You can shop thousands of subscription boxes all in one place and get 30% off your first box when you sign up at cratejoy.com/TMOS. Sign up today at cratejoy.com/TMOS to get 30% off your first box and early access to all Crate Joy's holiday specials. Crate Joy, get joy delivered right to your door. Thank you very much. Welcome back. We are the proud recipients of a massive Wanda Farmer care package.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
Now you know how it feels like to win the lotto.
Well, maybe.
I love it.
To be perfectly honest with you, we will be, I think Carla will be absconding with them and taking them down to her salon. There is, Wanda, I love you. There is literally nothing in there for me, unfortunately.
Why? Oh, you sound like Dorothy at the end of The Wizard of Oz. You got nothing in that bag for me.
There is literally nothing in there.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You can have anything in there you want.
Yes. It's a sugar and carb lover's paradise.
That's what we do, baby.
I just can't do it. That's the key. I can't do it. I love to, but I was sitting there. You know, the orange Hostess cupcakes.
Yes,
I would have put all over those.
So good.
Glass of milk, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. You know. And then the deeper dive.
Couldn't you just sneak some just out of respect to WandaFarmer.com?
I snuck pizza this weekend, and you would have thought seriously that I had committed a felony, a class A felony. It was, I got the lecture. Carla stayed at her buddy's house on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. He's a very nice man. No.
Hey!
It was like, I solo fly.
He doesn't eat pizza.
And so I
would you like some cupcakes, Raul?
No, this is cheap pizza
that
Carla made out of a box or something, and there it was. Yeah. I came home from winning both of my matches on Saturday.
Celebrate,
and
treat yourself. Mm-hmm.
I see it in a little drawer, and I'm sitting there, and I have my
scholarship winner.
I have my balance break, Sargento balance break with my almonds, my cranberries, and my cheese, and then it's like, I mean,
there's pizza. There's pizza. More. Pizza's in the refrigerator. You
pizza.
Pizza.
And then I went and I got two little tiny pieces, and then there were three left. And, ate the two. And when you eat the two, I have a chip in my body that immediately kicks in and goes,
The other three are waiting for you. You know you want the other
it's
three.
The pizza the good chip. Thing about yeah. It was I knew I had some big matches on Sunday.
Yeah, you're going to burn it off.
Yeah. I blissfully went to sleep with the carb rush. You know how that's what carbs do to me. I was able to just go.
What were the toppings on the pizza?
Yeah, I love to
just
hear
cheese.
About it.
Just cheese.
Yeah, more cheese or just regular cheese?
It was, I think it was one regular cheese. Oh, it was very, very plain pizza. In fact, the crust looked like it almost had pinholes in it. It was one of those cheapo pizzas.
Yeah, I'll take it, though. Yeah.
Frozen. I mean, but it's fine. Pizza, when you haven't had it, pizza is pizza.
I love this pizza right now.
Well, it's also a cheat, and when you're doing well, I was down for the weekend, which was great, but I also think that... I know they're making a big lot of talk around this house about having a big roast beast for a Christmas dinner.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna make a pitch this weekend for pizza.
Mm-hmm. Pizza, Christmas pizza,
a Christmas pizza
with bonbons.
Yeah, with bubble. Hoisin crisps.
Shannon, look, we're in the same boat. I feel like I can burn off all the calories during the week. In my eyes. But yesterday, for the very first time, my wife fat-shamed me in some time. She stopped the car after we got back from my parents' house. She said, I have to go to Safeway. I didn't account for your snacking this week. And I said, my snacking?
What?
And I didn't account for it. So you cleaned out the snack drawer.
Yeah, I said, what do you mean by that?
Is this why you're on the sofa?
No, you need to take Santos because I have to go to Safeway for snacks. And I said... What do you mean you didn't account for my snacking? She goes, well, you cleaned us out. I'm like, I'm the fat man? I'm the fat man sitting here? You're telling me to get out because there's not enough snacks?
What would be your... Can you rank them for us, please, really quick?
Because we do have to go to break. She buys pop chips. It's not like I'm going crazy. Those things are air.
They are air. What flavors?
Yeah. Popcorn. Yeah.
Cheddar.
It's
cheddar and...
That's your number one seed is pop chips?
Whatever is brought into the house, I'll take it. I'd love, you know what I'd love? Some Lay's. I'd love some Ruffles. I'd love some Doritos. Those would be great. But
Cheetos?
Pop chips are in my house. I'll eat pop chips. Fine.
Sure, they're there.
Got.
They're there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more protein in the diet when he lived in Bolivia. That was. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but
that,
he had to catch it.
We got to take a break. We'll come back with these dried ants are so delicious.
No, right, my mother, it's a marmoset.
Catch it. We'll take a break. Come back with these. You may not need right here on the Michael Mara Show. How are you? Hope you're enjoying a very romantic holiday season. It's your favorite president. Yep, sitting before a roaring fire on a bearskin rug, and all I got on are my Duluth Trading Company fat shorts. Just wanted to take this opportunity to say this holiday season, spend it with someone you love. Get close. Hug them. Kiss them. Schmooze them. Yeah. Bill Clinton saying happy holidays to you and yours.
Why are you running away, dear?
I'm sorry. That's Hillary. She's got some marshmallow in her beard.
That doesn't even make sense.
What the hell is going on with that, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Our Crowd. Don't you wish you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020? Our Crowd investors have benefited from companies IPOing like Beyond Meat. Or maybe being bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. With Our Crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early.
Early.
Once Our Crowd has selected a deal, they offer accredited investors the opportunity to invest alongside them with the same terms. It's really a wonderful, wonderful setup. Today you can enjoy Our Crowd's investment in Blue Green Water Technologies, a startup that keeps our water safe. Global water supplies are under attack from toxic algae blooms, making water undrinkable. We got a lot of that down here in Florida.
Yeah.
Blue Green's exclusive EPA-approved technology eliminates the toxic algae poisoning the world's water resources. You can get in early on Blue Green and other unique opportunities at ourcrowd.com/TMOS. If you're interested in investing, you need to join Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is free. Just go to OurCrowd.com/TMOS. And for, you know, once in your life, get there early.
Early.
Bill Clinton would say. Yes, right.
His shorts?
Press that button that starts the show.
Wearing those shorts.
Right. Play the goddamn. Why is it coming
come on?
Oh,
come on.
That's because maybe I didn't turn it off. That's it. There we go.
News.
Thank you. I'm going to start again.
All right.
No problem.
Hey, how about some news? You want to get some news? Let me turn that down a little bit and turn this up right now. You know, when you play golf with a worse player,
yes,
you know, it normally rubs off.
News.
Boo. The New York Times says Cleveland has decided to dump the Indians name, which they've used for 105 years. The history of the name is debated, although the most common story is that it was a tribute to Louis Sakalexis, a Native American who played for the team when they were called the Cleveland Spiders in the late 1890s. Sakalexis is considered the first person of Native American ancestry to play Major League Baseball, but there are conflicting reports on that. Even if the name was originally meant as a tribute, professional sports have been under intense pressure to stop using Native American names and imagery. We used you there in Washington, D.C. know that more than anybody.
I'm sorry that this has a spoke. I was playing the song Cleveland Rocks by Ian Hunter. I thought that would actually be a good name for the team. You could call them the Cleveland Rocks.
Cleveland Rocks.
Because
that's
that.
Kind of a balls thing, though, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's not going to offend anybody.
That's balls
the Cleveland
stone.
Sweaty balls.
They're bigger than
anyway,
I thought.
The Cleveland organization hasn't commented, but they're expected to announce this week that a new team name will be in place by the 2022 season. It's expected they'll use a temporary name in 2021, and that could be the Cleveland baseball team, just like the Washington football team. But one source says they could play one final year as the Indians.
So what if they inverted it and called themselves the Cleveland Grovers?
Grover Cleveland. No,
exactly.
It's too dated.
Yeah, I suppose it is. He's not president anymore.
You know,
yeah,
it'd be a bunch of Robs in the stands.
I like that name.
Hot dogs, please.
Vanderbilt kicker. This is not all sports. We got a lot of it today. Vanderbilt kicker Sarah Fuller recently became the first woman to play in a Power 5 college football game. I think this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's the first woman to score in a Power 5 game. The Power 5 conference are the major ones, the ACC, the Big 10, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC. In a game against Tennessee on Saturday, she kicked an extra point in the first quarter to tie things up 7-7. I watched this. I watched the sideline where her teammates were congratulating her. It was so very cool. She was pretty excited. She also kicked another extra point later in the game, but Vanderbilt lost 42-17. Afterwards, she said, quote, "At the end of the day, they treated me like an athlete, and that's the best I could ask for." It was so cool.
That's cool.
To see that, and she's
cool.
A field goal kicker, and she does kickoffs for him as well. So congratulations to her. One last little football thing, actually baseball now. One more sports hit here. Baseball Hall of Famer Johnny Bench. I watched him for years when he was beating my Red Sox. He auctioned off some memorabilia to raise college tuition for his two sons. The items included Johnny's last home run bat, his last Reds jersey, a 1968 Rookie of the Year award, and his Gold Glove awards. It's a big deal for a baseball player. But a friend of Johnny's named Alan Horowitz bought it all. Then he donated it back to Johnny, and he paid ridiculously high prices so the stuff wouldn't be bought up by collectors.
I love it.
He spent between $1 million and $2 million.
Wow.
Horowitz said, quote, "Seeing how hard he worked to be recognized the way he was after all these years, only he deserves them." Johnny says the news brought him to tears. He's going to have some of the items displayed at the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Reds Hall of Fame, Oklahoma Hall of Fame, and the Johnny Bench Museum in Binger, Oklahoma. So that's
he's
cool.
More
that's
your good. He was a little before my time, but he has a reputation of being just one of the good guys, doesn't he?
Can't believe he's got college kids.
Yeah,
I think he lives down here. I think he's down in this neighborhood. I think he has been. I know that.
Wow.
He's been known around the Fort Myers area because Cincinnati, Midwestern, that connection. Mm-hmm.
I have
been
a card
here.
Of his from where it's all tattered, but it was cool to have a Johnny Bench.
Yeah,
card.
it was a
and just obviously this guy was a
deal.
Fan, and
that's
I think
so
it's
great.
Just terrific when fans do something to you know. I think it's just a great idea. Fans, you know, putting your kid through college.
Yeah, for great athletes.
For great. Thank you. This is thanks. Thanks, Oscar. Thanks
don't come in second.
Go sleep on the freaking couch. This is nuts. But apparently, Disney World in Florida has been digitally adding masks to people's faces. That is just
what?
So cheesy, isn't it? That is so nasty. They you know the ride photos? Have you been to the amusement park?
Yeah.
I know. What was it? Revenge of the Mummy? I think it was Revenge of the Mummy, where I went at Universal with my daughters.
Been
and
on
it's
that.
A picture where you're coming down and going,
yeah, Carrie knows where all the cameras are, and she always poses. I hate that. She, like,
well, that's
smiles.
Because you spend 19 hours in a theme park. You happen to know all that detail. I could only do
also,
2.5
Mike,
hours.
Also, when you're crippled by vanity.
But didn't you do? Wouldn't you get to King's Dominion at opening
day.
And leave at closing?
Of course.
Replay value.
Sometimes, Mike, the second day pass if you get a cheap hotel room.
So you'll stay all day, 2 days in a row?
Yeah, well, like a day and a half. Usually cut out early on Sunday because traffic gets the better of you.
Wait.
You never knew this?
I knew it. I just wanted
no, but
to
this is this
again.
Is what's fantastic. The one time my dad ever did anything overnight for us, he did that just that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hotel that was in the parking lot.
Yeah, the Denny's. It's the Denny's and the Value Inn.
Isn't it kind of a hinky hotel?
It's the worst.
Yeah, you got to go to the Hampton across the street. That's where you got to go.
My cheap father. He probably felt guilty for something being gone all those months. He said, "We're going to spend the night." But we never went for the day before. We went, spent the night, and then went to the park the next day, and that was it, and then drove home.
How long did you spend in the park?
So you could be there, like, at opening?
It was the foreigners, like, weekend. We didn't go for 2 days. God forbid anybody has a two-day pass.
Right.
So just so we could, I guess he could not have to wake up early and drive south.
Yeah.
Do you look forward to that? You know, maybe if the guy, like he's saying, June...
I'll be there. I'll be there in a second as soon as the things are over. I miss the theme park. You see, I've gotten to a point now where I just like going there and watching. There's certain rides I'll still do. And if the kids want to come along, that'd be great. Julia's going to be at VCU. She's 15 minutes away. I can meet her there.
Concerts, sporting events.
Oh, God.
Live shows from radio personalities. They're going to explode
in
2021.
Yep.
I want to make our November thing, if we're able to do it.
Yes.
I'd love to make it bigger than
community immunity, Mike.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm not going to play the game about where it's going to be, okay? We're going to do it, hopefully, in Las Vegas one last time.
Yeah. Or Doswell, Virginia at King's Dominion.
Or Doswell, yes. Doswell, Virginia.
The amphitheater.
Beautiful facility.
Disney, I had that story. After news, they were doing that hit. Facebook, Disney said they're not going to do it anymore. And they won't sell photos that show people without masks. That's so crappy. That is so sleazy. It's so
slimy. How dare they? Like, they don't have enough.
I'm so glad you came down for our Christmas experience with Mickey and Minnie.
It's always Michael Eisner.
But, yes, I'm back. I'm back for the holidays.
I noticed that the people on Space Mountain were not complying with the mask rules, so I want to superimpose masks on them so it looks like we're doing
We have a template of Daisy Duck masks that we're going to be putting on the ladies.
Senator, where are our mask kiosks? How much are you selling the mask for?
$4.99, Mr. Eisen.
No, triple that, please. Yeah, we're only going to have one pandemic. This is an opportunity, a golden opportunity.
And now a little something. A few guys in Riverside, California. I watched the video. Shoplifted from a Target on Friday. As they were running away from the scene, one of them got tackled in the parking lot by Santa.
All right.
And his elf, I swear to God, I watched the tape. His elf held the other guy at gunpoint.
That's awesome.
And he's doing it in that police way.
I love it.
Where he really looks like he knows how to handle a weapon. It turns out Santa and the elf were undercover cops who were working at the Target.
Good.
Keeping an eye out for shoplifters.
Smart.
There was another shoplifter with the guys. He got away by stealing a car, but the cops say they know who it is. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Santa knows when you've been naughty. Come on. Everybody knows. That's my Christmas joke. I had a Christmas joke today. Fantastic. Now Rob's got Blue Christmas. Perfect segment. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Michael Mary Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Dogs hate me. Let's talk about sex, baby. I hate faucets. Everyone should get a trophy. Except Kenan Thompson. I was born in an anthill. I don't like stale tennis balls. Pauly Shore still makes me laugh. Who wants to see my bruise? When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa, funny, right? Buy it at MichaelMarishow.com.
And the continuity department has provided me with another commercial for the bonus show after the bonus show promo.
Saturation, Mike. They must know the message.
Mm. Yeah, we'll go with that. Everybody knows about Christmas. You know that classic December holiday. There's always Chris Xmas things that you can depend on, like the string of lights that inexplicably has the middle third that don't work, and the wife who times her nap when to occur, just as you were decorating outside, or the enthusiastic son that I believe this is hitting close to home for one member of our crew today.
You have to sometimes vent, Mike. Mm.
The enthusiastic son that breaks your favorite Elvis Christmas ornament. Oh, dear. You know, the really expensive one. Your son broke an Elvis ornament?
Mm-hmm.
How did he break it?
Carelessness.
And you can bet the boxes won't fit back on the shelves after you've unpacked them ever. Tomorrow we have to get a little review of your holiday decorating.
We're going through the motions in Leesburg, Mike. It's the magic is just close behind, I think.
Well, this is fresh on the heels of not celebrating Halloween.
That's right.
You can always depend on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus subscription. We just told you all about it. Nota bene, management regrets to inform you that due to budgetary setbacks, this year's Christmas can be either holly or jolly, but not both. Please choose by December 20th. Happy Crimble. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you going to go with holly or jolly?
Boy, I'm going to go with jolly because I'm fat.
I'm going to go with holly.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, December 14th. Only 13 days till Christmas. Woo!
Mike, this goes back probably to when you were a country DJ. I find this very sad because he was a groundbreaker. Charlie Pride passed over the weekend.
Kiss an angel, good morning. Kiss an angel, good morning.
I knew the hit.
Better know you think about her when you're
you play a lot, I bet.
And I'm kiss an angel, good morning. And love her like the devil.
Charlie
Pride.
He was 86, and they're saying it was a COVID-related death, and they're wondering if he might have caught it at the CMAs last month.
Wow.
Despite all of the precautions the that testing. Were taken, everyone's taking their precautions. But
super high risk over the age of 85. That's a category that's a lot of people. We've lost a lot of people, though.
Well, Mike, he should have waited and heard this quarantine as a warning.
Waiting around for the new vaccine, it'll be here.
You know, I like to predict when I pull those songs when the explosion's going to hit. Sometimes
right
I'm early,
I'm sure
but
you were right about
I was
that one.
Dead on that one.
Yeah, as soon as you got vaccine, I pulled the plug. The ordinance, that's some leftover explosions from the ordinance that I had here in the studio. Leftover from the ones they loaned me from the implosion in Washington, D.C. over the weekend.
Don't you have a wooden crate in your studio that says parody record ordinance? They're just standing by.
It's just really a wooden box from World War II filled with plastic.
It's a major award.
It's a major award. It says Fragile on it.
On the topic of the quarantine, on Sunday, the first vaccine trucks left Pfizer in Michigan, and a reporter was actually live streaming it. This is kind of neat to know. This is literally the beginning of the end of the pandemic.
What you're seeing right now is the very first COVID-19 vaccine pulling out from the Kalamazoo area, the Portage, Michigan.
Is there a vaccine for her microphone?
Well, she's masked up.
I'm masked up.
A marked police car is leading the way. Here they go.
But that's kind of neat. There are people applauding
on
the
tomorrow. Well, I've got an idea for the beginning of the show tomorrow. Well, let's do this. Let's bring our favorite masks to the show.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we'll train ourselves as well, because I'm not 100% sure. When I'm wearing a mask, it's not on the show.
Right.
But I know that I've watched these TV reporters, and I believe it's Matt. We're going to do it tomorrow.
Right.
You can speak up.
Right, you have to speak through the fabric, right.
But there are reporters that do it, and I believe it's proximity to the lips. I think if you got a little play in there, you can articulate and it comes through. But if you've got it...
Master, forgive the thing if you've got a problem with that, because I'm stupid. We're seeing the first...
I mean, come on. Use your noggin. You're still broadcasting, you dope.
All right, Mike, there's a doctor on TikTok. I call him the TikTok doctor. And he did a video that I think you'll enjoy because he deals with topics you've addressed in the past. He says, if an alien were to come to the United States, feel sick, and go to the doctor, this is what he would have to experience and realize what a bureaucratic mess our medical system is. So this is a TikTok video of an alien visiting a doctor.
Welcome to Dr. Jacobs' office.
Dr. Jacobs, hello.
Oh, I'm not the doctor. Please sit down and we'll let you know when he's ready.
Sim? Hello, Dr. Jacobs.
Oh, I'm not the doctor, I'm the nurse.
This way.
I'm Dr. Jacobs.
Hello, I am sick.
What are your symptoms?
My head, it aches.
Blood pressure's pretty high. I'll order you some medicine.
Where is the medicine?
Oh, I don't have it. You'll have to go to the pharmacy.
Why?
And I think we're gonna need some blood work as well to make sure your kidneys are healthy.
You will take it now?
No, it's at a different building.
The pharmacy?
Another building.
Anything else I can help you with?
I have a growth on my arm. I need it removed.
I'll refer you to the dermatologist.
You are a doctor.
Yes, but not the right kind of doctor for that.
A fourth building then?
Yes.
Can I see the skin doctor now?
No, you need to make an appointment.
Anything else?
Do I pay you?
No.
The nurse?
No, you'll get a bill later.
How much?
I don't know. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
I don't like this planet very much.
When it's all set up like that, it's so true, and we just put up with all that garbage.
What were they doing? I really wasn't paying attention.
It was trying to encapsulate a medical procedure, visit to a doctor,
trying to get to
showing how bureaucratic it is.
Oh, God. Okay, I get it. And how complicated. Yeah. Anybody see 60 Minutes last night?
I did.
With the
hospitals.
With the big medical, the hospitals out in Sacramento?
Oh,
my sympathies to our listeners.
If you buy them, you can
name
the price.
Okay, yeah. And your dream ticket. Your dream scenario, Mr. Capitalist. Mister, I came from a third world country.
I love everything where they go. They bought all the hospitals. That was genius.
Yeah, Scrooge McSantana.
How about the fact that they are a non-profit?
Yeah, bunch
they
of jerks.
They pay their CEO. Is it Sutter
bunch
Health?
Bunch of jerks, yes.
Sutter Health in Sacramento, California.
Kick rocks.
Pay their CEO $13 million, and they consider themselves to be a non-profit. Damn it. God almighty. I love it. Hey, Leslie Stahl, 103, still getting it done. There, you know? Fantastic.
Mike.
Well, I mean, she's got to be.
Yeah. She is. You know, she got her start when she was actually wrapping bandages during the Civil War. And she was.
No, she's fan. She, of all
she
of them.
She is great.
The best. She's
great.
The last she's real pit bull of 60 Minutes. And she knows how to do it. She's spectacular.
But screws them.
Yeah, I bet Scott Pelley is scared of her.
I'm Scott Pelley. I have an underbite.
Mike, there was a survey in an Irish newspaper about the sexiest movies ever made. Do you know what the winner was?
Hold on. Let me think. So this is of all time?
Of all time. Sexiest movies ever made.
Oh, well, let me think. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, I think that was number three. Your answer here is Basic Instinct.
There's no smoking in this building, Ms. Trammell.
What are you going to do? Charge me with smoking?
Would you tell us the nature of your relationship with Mr. Boz?
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting. I like men like that. Men who give me pleasure. He gave me a lot of pleasure.
You ever engage in any sadomasochistic activity?
Exactly what did you have in mind, Mr. Corelli?
And the reason that scene is so sexy, of course, is Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight, who, when Sharon Stone, not that I've watched this scene,
right.
1 million times, but when Sharon Stone crosses her legs and you see down there,
right,
Wayne Knight, Newman from Seinfeld,
hello Newman,
licks his lips.
That's true. That's true.
No, but it's not like that because it's he's not even Oscar. When you watch that scene,
you know, I don't even remember the scene.
When you watch that scene, he's not even relevant to.
Okay.
It.
Yeah.
She commandeers that camera. So totally that you just—he's just a sidelight.
Yeah,
it's something.
Well,
you know
maybe,
what, Sharon
maybe for
Stone,
you, Mike. Maybe for you.
Yeah, I know you like the Newman. Part.
I like the Newman character.
He's so sexy. He's so sexy.
And do you think I didn't notice him licking his lips?
Okay, gross.
All right, that's I want to close with this. You know what? There's one thing you can depend on kids for. Kids will tell the truth. And when you ask your kid to be aware in this environment of stranger danger, be careful what they're going
to
say.
If a stranger came up to you and said, I'm your mom's friend, and she sent me to pick you up, what would you say?
You're a liar, because my mom doesn't have any friends.
So there, that's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Kids say the darndest things. That's fantastic. Hey, I want to say hi to a dear friend of mine, Mark. He probably doesn't listen to the show all the time, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mark, I mentioned that you'd flown hundreds of missions on an aircraft carrier, takeoffs and landings with jets. You're an American hero for doing that great work. And gave my son a hat from the USS Nimitz from back in the day.
Cool.
And you're a good guy. That was very, very kind of you. Michael loved it. They don't let him have those hats at school. He would have worn it to school today, but I sent you a picture. So, Mark Miller, you're a good guy. Thank you very much. Not the same Mark Miller that's the radio guy that'll be coming on this show
right on.
In the next week or so, who never really did anything for anybody, as far as I know.
On this show is a start.
But coming on this show, he will do something for your tickle buds, because he's going to bust my chops like nobody busts my chops. Anyway, that's it. We got to get here for ABBA. Speedwack, Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo.
Pandemic.